afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I make a couple of comments, and we're going to get into the Rappert case, of which they're going on in Minnesota. It's a legal brief has to be in Wednesday. And there's so much stuff in this that it shocks the conscience. And this is going to be, I'm going to talk about it here in just a little bit, but I'm going to make a few comments. I cannot believe what is going on with crooked Hillary, rotten Clinton, and that whole Democratic Party. And my gosh, I've confronted a few different people, usually over at the rec center. And I am of the conclusion that people that are Democrats are lacking critical thinking. They're unable to look at facts. Their minds are closed. It's always, well, Trump's a thug. Well, what evidence do you have of that? Well, he's a racist. Okay, what evidence do you have of that? None. Zero. So would you like to have the borders open or closed? Well, I'd basically like to have them closed. What would you like to, you think the trade with China is wrong when they're getting all the benefits? Well, we probably ought to look at it. That was a conversation I had with a guy here yesterday over there. I just had to close it out. I said, you're stupid. I said, you need to go see Hillary's America. That's a real good movie for you. I said, you can sleep through the whole thing. Because facts are irrelevant. Not walk. I mean, there's no reason to waste your time talking to these people. They are literally a total waste of time. It's like I might as well talk to my... I'd get better luck out of talking to my cat. Because at least there's certain things that he wants and can understand. They absolutely... look at some of the interviews they've done for people that are standing in line. Yeah, we know she's a liar. Yeah, we know this. But we're still going to vote for her. Whoa. I would like to have somebody explain to me, the Bible doesn't look real favorable on liars. And I have yet to understand why anybody would want somebody that is in charge to be a liar, confirmed liar. What's to be gained? What? There's nothing you can rely upon that they say. So you might as well, they just do what, whoever's in charge can do whatever they want. Why, what's, if that standard isn't met that you're telling the truth, at least most of the time, why would anybody vote for somebody like that and support them? These Hollywood types. One thing that I think from my perspective is, what Trump has done is he has flushed out the people that are in the Clinton Foundation that are getting paybacks by and through. I saw on Bill Still, a guy from the FBI. There are hundreds of people in the government that are tied into this thing, and it would probably bring our government down. It is so corrupt. But amazingly, I saw where in a guy from India, appointed by Obama, is going to take on the Clinton Foundation. He's a federal prosecutor, and he's brought in, I think, $13 billion. He's taken on banks and all sorts of people. But he's from India. Why is that? Dinesh D'Souza is from India. Does it take somebody that comes from a country to see how it is over there and how corrupt ours is when they come over here and they can actually recognize it? I don't know. It's I have no... I can't, it does not process. I don't know how to process it. Because there's no logic to it. I don't know. I'd like to have somebody explain it to me, but the bottom line is there are people, their eyes and their ears are closed, like in Revelation, and nothing's going to wake them up. They're a waste of time. They're stupid, or whatever. You just, like Sodom and Gomorrah, you reach a point, you just light a match, turn them into sulfur, and say to hell with it. That's all you can do. So I don't waste my time with them anymore. I got a real sharp tongue. I don't remember everything I say because I get real sharp-tongued when I talk to the... I have so little patience for these people anymore that will not look at facts. They have a mantra. They're like I don't know why. I visualize a lot of stuff, and I think of the Space Odyssey 2001 where these apes or monkeys are going around this monolith going, They have not a clue what's going on, touching it. Of course, supposedly, the guy that wrote the thing is, if you turn it sideways, it's supposed to be that the screen, that the things we see on the screen are not believable. But that's what I think. I don't know. I look at Detroit. What's going on up there? These people get around. A guy had a gun. I don't know the final facts of it. They don't either, that I've seen yet. And they're burning stuff down, their own stuff, in their own neighborhoods. How smart is that? And they're looting. Ain't that just special? Oh, that gives me the right to go loot because, oh, that's just a good cover. There is a certain part of the black community that's got a major damn problem. There is no right to steal somebody else's stuff, whether the owner is black, white, or purple. They seem to think it's justified, or they justify it in their own little wee brains. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. I really don't. Well, it looks like poor old Hillary, she's got a problem, but that couldn't happen to a nicer gal if she's got Parkinson's or dementia or whatever the hell she's got. She's definitely got something. Obviously, she's got a corrupted mind. She's totally damn evil. And Loretta Lynch, with all this stuff that keeps coming out, she has refused to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Pay for play. With emails in support thereof. And she won't. What's that tell you? Because her boss, Obama, would go down too. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you love to see Obama and Michael or Michelle, whatever her name is, and Bill and Hillary going off to the pokey? Whoa, wow, man, that'd make my day. I'd get around to go to my local little bar in here and buy a round of drinks for everybody. I guarantee if I had to figure out a way to get a loan for it. Anyway, we've got a very interesting case that I've been involved with, and I was just looking here at Federal Court of Claims. Been doing a lot of research on this thing. It's going to be amazing. I am going to be putting out an email thing for the people that I can afford to pay the $250 because I'm trying to raise $24,000, and I'm going to have to boogie out of Alaska and go down and do some seminars or something. I got to raise money because I obviously can't be homeless. And I'm going to be taking on the Matsu Borough, and I'm going to see if I can bring them bastards down. I don't know if I can or not. I've got the stuff to do it, but it's going to be a hoo-ha. But I've got I've got a homestead tied to the. I've got a land patent, all that. All that's all done. And we know unconclusively in Alaska, we don't own a damn thing. It's right in the Constitution. I got evidence of next door when I got $13,000 raised and got it back. All. The clerk's deed says all interest, if any. All interest, if any. And Gladden's in Dillingham. City of Dillingham gave to Eacock Properties all interest, if any. That's worthless. It means absolutely nothing. We have no republic, folks. It's all been overthrown. Very slyly by people think they're citizens of the United States, and I can prove this now. And by the 17th Amendment, where the states gave up their right to have a standing in the Senate and gave it over to the fictional citizens of the United States that do not exist, do not even have the right of the elective franchise. Nope. I just can't believe what's going on. It's like, how do they pull this off? People don't want to check. People don't want to look. So anyway, the case that is going on in Rappert's case, this is, and kind of give an overview for people that haven't followed this. This is a case up there. They've got 8 felony charges and could be up to 40 years in a pokey for 8 felony charges. That's pretty severe for $12,000. Me thinks they do not like Richard Rappert. They really do not like this man. Well, tough bananas. Started by basically by a detective that came out on another issue and had another warrant for another thing that technically wasn't true, and saw some IRS letters and some 1099s laying there. And he said, well, he emails, which we got, he got a copy of the email. When I say we, it means he. Said, oh, by the way, I think we can get this guy on taxes. This is a detective. When he testified, he had no knowledge of the Internal Revenue laws at all. Nothing. And he's supposed to operate on probable cause. The IRS operates on powers of inquisition if you are a taxpayer. Determine, and as Richard out in New Hampshire, whatever, says 6110 is an amazing thing, too, because if there's been a determination, they're supposed to disclose it. And we know there's never a determination. Nobody can make that determination because the courts can't make a determination if you're a taxpayer. And neither can the IRS. It's always overlooked. So anyways, that got us started here. And there were 3 days of bench trial. So the law is going to have to attach to the facts. But the judge wouldn't really allow the law during the testimony of the people that did the 1099s. He wouldn't allow it. I flew up. I was up there for 3 days. And we had questions put together for him, and a lot of them we couldn't get in. Then I came back, and then had some more questions sent up. And then Richard had the last day where he got to in that the judge wouldn't allow the law in there either, which he'd said before he would. So now the law is going to be in a written thing due on Wednesday, of which the Hauser, the prosecutor, he has 3 to 7 days if he chooses to respond. He's dumber than a rock, has no clue what's going on, and neither do the two people that he had on the stand for the state of Minnesota. And I'm going to go over this stuff. I could not make this stuff up, that something this ludicrous would be entertained in any court in the territorial boundaries of these United States, within the several states. I couldn't make this up. The judge has been working with the prosecutor to help him, doing little signs. Then the prosecutor, when he objects, needs a little help from the judge. You can see some of that in the transcripts. It's just an amazing thing. But Hauser knows nothing. So let's start off with the testimony of the people doing the 1099s. And there is one of them that's going to have a wake-up call. Because on the overview of that, before I get into the rest of it, is this person, based on a letter coming from a person, McGraw, that was in the court, testified. He's the collection guy. He sent a letter, and that's all she knows why she took money out of under a 1099. Which I'm going to get into what it applies to, and it has nothing to do with anything that has anything to do with rapper. I could not believe this stuff. I mean, you just can't believe it. But anyway, we got his sworn testimony. We got the guy that did the audit, and he has no clue how he did the audit. That's like, I'm an accountant, but let's see, do you know how the accounting programs work? I never really looked them up. Really? I'm sitting there. I couldn't believe this when some of this stuff happened. I am not kidding you. And the judge knew when they stepped over the line, which I'm going to get into here, because he called a break that wasn't due. And he goes out, gets up and goes out one side, and Hauser, the prosecutor, he's got his little suit tail flying out behind him as he's leaving the courtroom. And they come back and try to figure out a way around it, but there is no way. It is conclusive. I mean, the ball game is over, folks. This case has won many, many ways. Now, I don't know what the final decision is going to be, but I can tell you one thing. If that judge applies the facts to the law, this case has won so many times, it's going to be unbelievable. The other thing that's going to happen is not only do we have the guy that wrote the that did the audit that says he's qualified, but he admitted under oath he's not because he didn't know the statutes. I'll get into it. I'm going to give the specifics, but I want to give the overview. The other guy that did the collection, same problem. And the person that did it, the only thing that she relied upon is she relies upon her QuickBooks computer that it's doing, it's what makes the 1099 trustworthy. And that's it. She has no knowledge of any revenue laws, state or federal. And it's all sworn testimony. And they took money out of from Rapper. And they did it under Subtitle C. Nobody in that courtroom knew that there are five classes of taxes. There are five subtitles. They're all distinct, and they're all different. Even Hauser, the prosecutor at the tail end when I wasn't up there, Richard said he still has not figured out there are five separate taxes, of which Subtitle E is alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. You think that might be just a shade different than some of the other subtitles? Duh. You don't see this brought up in federal cases. I haven't yet. I don't know what these lawyers, where they train them. I don't know. If I can figure it out, I'm damn sure I think they would have the intellect to do it. Anyway, starting off with these, to put this in a progressive story, for the next hour and a half or so here. Went up and got questions. Started off with the question setting up these people that did the 1099s. Had any of them had any training? Nope. Are you familiar with the revenue laws? Nope. Are you familiar with the internal revenue laws? Nope. What are you relying upon? I rely upon an accounting firm. One of them did. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and there's no audio recordings available in that court in Minnesota. You are, they check your cell phones to make sure it's turned off. I did get my iPad in, but they were watching me so much I didn't want to get thrown out after getting up there, so I didn't turn my iPad on, but I did look up Westlaw and stuff while I was in there. That's real handy to have in an iPad. There's no audio recording, but I looked at the transcripts, and so is Richard, and the lady that did the transcripts, there were faithful reproductions of what happened, because you can match them up to the questions that were asked and the answers. So the stuff was in there. So what did we determine, first of all, from the people that were not acting as, by that way, that's another thing too. In the Internal Revenue Code, there are a few constitutional issues buried in there, and the rest is all for citizens of the United States and the land of Oz. So that's another thing that I've learned, and I'm going to get to that too today. It was really a very worth the trip experience, because I got some things refined, had to back up on some things that, if that's one thing about this, you've got to keep an open mind and you've got to listen to what they're telling you. And that judge gave me a couple of clues when we were up there, and I was listening. I watched him. Now, I don't think he's real versed in all this. I know that nobody else in the courtroom was. Basically, it was me and the judge, and then what Rapper was able to pick up, but I was not able to get a flow chart, so he didn't understand all of it, because he had no way to understand all of the stuff that I've put together. But he did great. He hung in there, and he's not going to bend. That's what's required. So, what did we learn from the people that did the 1099s? They have no clue what the hell it means. They did not know what non-employee compensation meant, other than this one guy. Well, if he's not an employee of us, then he must be a non-employee. Well, do you know if it's defined? No. Do you know if taxpayers defined? No. Have you ever looked up any statutes? No. Do you have any intention of looking up any statutes? No. Oh, so you're a zombie. What are you relying upon? I rely upon the letters from the IRS or Minnesota sends me a letter, I'm going to do what that letter says. Do you ever check any of the statutes? No. Do you have any intention in the future of checking any of them? No. Really? So you're just a little robot. And you are deemed to know the law. Everybody is deemed to know the law. Period. Regardless of who you be. So, it's absolutely amazing. I got a thing here that the Republic, our audio is going in and out. Well, hopefully that's not going to happen. Anyways, by the way, I did check the downloading, and with a Macintosh, you go in and go to the archives and download, and you right-click and save this page as. I guess with Windows, it's save as. So people that want to download the show and listen to it later. So we got that established, and they have no clue. These people have absolutely zero knowledge of any internal revenue law other than I'm doing what I'm told, and everybody's doing it, and I'm doing it. But we had them ask, well, are you a taxpayer? Yes. Is Rapper a taxpayer? Well, how did you make that determination? A lot of this was blocked. The withholding agent was blocked until we got in to the person that actually did, and we got her to say, because we're setting them up just like they set us up. Are you a withholding agent? Yes. Is Rappert a taxpayer? Yes. Are you a taxpayer? Yes. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. They have no idea what it means. They don't want to know what it means. Well, they are deemed to know the law, just like everybody else. Now, the judge tried to step around the issues of taxpayer. Why would he do that? He really tried to step around the withholding agent, but we got a lot of the withholding agent in, finally, when we actually had the evidence. We got the letter in. They put it into evidence, thank you, to take the money out. We got the correspondence of Rappert telling them to not do that. Well, back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, I'm back. So, there are a lot of, there's so many issues, but let's go into, you can take the, what I have never seen, and I went back, and it is in the 1960s. I have the, they started off with part 19, part 29, part 39, were all of the different sections prior to the 1954 code. Then it becomes subtitle A, B, C, D, and E. I have all that. And I was going back and looking in the 1960, and it says right in here, in general, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, and all resident alien individuals are liable for income taxes imposed by the code, whether the income is received from the sources within or without the United States. You got to be a citizen of the United States. Today's code, the same section here. It's 26 CFR 1.1-1, income taxes on a bit on individuals, effective April 9th, 2008. General rule, section 1, that's the one that imposes, that's section 1 of subtitle A, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or a resident of the United States. And, comma, to the extent provided by sections 871B and 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. Blah, blah, blah. Now, there it is in plain English. It's plain English back. And in this, thanks to Amy Bunk, I was having trouble understanding how to read. She worked, she was a head attorney for the Federal Register, a very informative attorney. You always want to go to the bottom of all of these things to see where the authority is. So you go down to the bottom of this CFR. There will be a, there's supposed to be a Federal Register. It'll say credits. And then there's supposed to be a source, which has to be a statutory source. And that statutory source can cite 7805, which is a general, means absolutely freaking nothing. It must also cite an additional statute for the authority of said CFR, Code of Federal Regulations. First of all, this whole nonsense of the Federal Register is all for citizens of the United States. The fictional world. You have no rights, no remedies. You're under the plenary power of Congress. So, I go down to just say, well, it's right there because, see, they don't want to talk about being a citizen of the United States. Now, Rappert put in his status under oath, supposed to be taken as true. It's a public record. I think it's Evidence Rule 901, that he's not a citizen of the United States under 14 Stat 27 or the 14th Amendment. But you got to learn how to read the 14th Amendment. And you have to learn how to read the IRS. So we just get back on point here, and then we're going to learn how to read, hopefully. Credits. Well, it goes back to November 26, 1960. Then they go to 1971. Another. And then another Code of Federal Regulation, 1974. And another one, 2008. What's the source? Where's the statutory source? I've never seen one like this. And I went back and looked, and it looks like the initially 1916. I didn't catch it back then. Source. 25 Federal Register, 11402, November 26th. Now, wait a minute. What the hell is going on here? A regulation is sourcing another regulation as a source of authority? You got to be kidding me, folks. This is like Hillary says, I'm the president, based on whose authority? Well, Bill said so. Really? You can make this stuff up. And then on 25 Federal Register 14021, December 21st, 1960. So the question becomes, see, this is one of the first things that I learned from Amy Bunk. They republished all of the regulations in 1960 for Subtitle 8 on November 26th, 1960. They start with 25 Federal Register 11402, and I don't know how far they go up to. I got it here. But then they have another one, December the 21st, 1960. Why do they do what they do there? Because they come in after they had published all the regulations. They don't want us to realize that none of these have the force and effect of law. So they waited until December of 1960 to say, by the way, these things don't mount to hell of hoop. They're not substantive regs. They're saying they're not in compliance with 553B. You see, in the administrative world, the land of Oz, they prescribe law under 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4. And it says prescribed law. Now, the obvious question is, who in the frickin' damn hell in our republic gave an agency the authority to prescribe law? Congress did. Isn't that just damn special? They did that in 1946. But they also put in that no regulation, unless it's put in the Federal Register, or nothing has effect. Now, nothing has effect until it's put into the Federal Register. So what they did, they turned our government over to what's called the headless fourth branch of government. That's the FDR 1937 research, where Franklin Delano Roosevelt, another slimeball Jew, got around and was losing control. So he wanted to have the subsidy regulations. Agencies have to tell the people if you're going to be slaves. They were just making regulations ad hoc to put a little bit of order in the house of nonsense in the headless fourth branch of government. So they said, well, you can prescribe law, and then you have to say that it's under 553 little b, as in Baker. Does the IRS do any? Nope. Never seen one. You know why? There is a constitutional provision. If the IRS code was followed as written, it would work just fine. But they have got all of the states hooked up to everybody as a citizen in the United States. That's why every time you go in front of a jury in the federal side or in Alaska, you get around and vote. You get around, you got to be a citizen of the United States and a taxpayer. That's the only way you can write off of giving money to Hillary, crooked Hillary. In Alaska, when you get a driver's license, buried one statute deep, it goes right into the National Registry in the District of Columbia, the voter registration, you're a citizen of the United States. They must make us a citizen of the United States. What was it? What is it? 14 Stat 27, to have the same rights as white citizens. It was done for the Negroes. Why'd they do it for the Negroes? Oh, that was a great damn cover, the Civil War. That's the part where Hillary's America is wrong that Denise DeSosa did. They did not give citizenship to the Negroes under 14 Stat 27 or the 14th Amendment. They created a fictional citizen of the United States. The Republicans did. Are the Democrats evil? Absolutely. Are the Republicans knee-deep in this? You got to be kidding me. Of course they are. Then, of course, the Negroes, they said, oh, by the way, you know, we had an epiphany 2 years later after 1868. You know what? We can naturalize you now. Well, what the hell? Why couldn't you do it 4 years ago? Oh, wait a minute. We were overthrowing the government. We had a good excuse. But you guys will, nobody ever knows in 1870 that there's a naturalization for the blacks. You don't hear anybody talk about it. They don't even know it. Where's the NAACP at? They're knee-deep in it, like all the rest of them. Southern Law of Poverty and all these others. This is what Trump has done. We are now having the enemies of our republic and our liberty come out of the woodwork. The news medias, the majority are owned by false Jews, Soros, and all these other people. We've got all kinds of Republicans of every flavor of nationality in the world coming out because they're all on the take somewhere, including Obama. He's a jihadist, married to a transgender, to a Q, space, 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 space. We can't say that word. That's what she is, he is, whatever it is. That's what's going on. So now we have in the regulations, many places now, I'm going to be putting this excerpts in. But, so what are we supposed to have? There's supposed to be a statutory authority. You see, the one CFR, one point, which thanks to Amy Bunk again, 21.43. There's got to be an extra statutory authority in when you're reading these CFR books. If you go look and see, they very slyly, I've been having to get this. They don't put the whole book when you can get on the internet for the government page. They leave this front part out because we're on a need to know and we don't need to know. But there has to be a statutory authority of, they will have in the CFR books, they will have the authority, they'll have that, and then they'll have down below it certain select ones that will have 7805, and then they will have an extra statutory authority for certain regulations. That's the first test, to see if the regulation's even going to apply to us. That's test number one. It says there's got to be an extra statutory authority. Why? Why would they do that? Because otherwise it would be obvious that Congress has turned a total legislative power, which they don't even possess anymore, because we don't have standing. The several states don't have any standing. But anyway, in the land of Oz, they would have total legislative power. And so that we can't have that. We got to keep the con going. So that's the first thing. And I put those together, which will be filing into Rappert's case. How can I have a regulation that says supposedly under the tax imposed 26 United States Code Section 1 regulation that says it's on all citizens or residents of the United States that has no statutory authority? Oops. And it doesn't comply with one CFR 21.43. Oops. That's just for starters. Now, Rappert has already put in his status. It's a public record. And then he signed, Minnesota, got a copy of it, that he's a citizen of Minnesota, and they took it. They can't actually stop you from doing this. They may do it because somebody will give you some nonsense, but they can't do it. And if they do, you just get around and say, well, you know, do you always agree with them? Oh, I know you're absolutely right. And would you please provide me, be sure to get your manager, and we'll provide me the regulation and the statute that you're relying upon, and we're done. That's all I want. They don't ever got it. Never. Because there is no authority for it. The courts have held that the right of your elective franchise resides only in the several states. The several states is like what Europe, I saw on Bill Still, a guy over there from Hungary talking. They're starting to find out they really want to be a sovereign nation state. Well, these several states were sovereign nation states. They have their own constitutions. They have their own laws. And under the privileges and immunities, you can go from one to the other. Not all blended together. They're sovereign. That's why why do they have all separate constitutions, separate laws, if they're not sovereign? But see, when you do the citizen of the United States nonsense, you enter the land of Oz, you go look at the regulations. The United States is the territory of boundaries, the outside boundaries. There are no several states. They don't exist. They call them states. And the states include the District of Columbia. Well, guess what? It's not one of the several damn states, folks. This is for all Democrats listening. It's not there. Citizen of the United States. Oh, in the territory of Alaska after 1867, you were a citizen of the United States. Oh, the natives were declared in 1820s to be declared? How in the hell do you declare somebody to be a status? What's about enacting in law? Congress has one power on immigration. You know what it is? Citizens of the United States of America. It is not citizen of the United States. Trump was absolutely right. These anchor babies don't exist. They do not have a, they have never been naturalized, and you can't grant it, get it, by just being plopped down here and be a fictional, because you can never get from a citizen of the United States to being a citizen of the United States of America. There's no path. You have to go through the naturalization. I have naturalization documents. I wanted to see what it said. They will talk about it as though it's the citizen of the United States, but it's not. It's citizen of the United States of America. Hasn't changed from the founding. Clear back in when England was taking our Navy. It was to be an American citizen and a citizen of the United States. That's in the statute of America. So, that's one of the first things that we've got that they're going to, because this judge didn't want to talk about a citizen of the United States, but didn't want to talk about being a taxpayer. But we got citizen of the United States all over that that's who Subtitle A is. Didn't want to talk about. Why didn't he, do you think you got to be a taxpayer? It says here, blah, 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 are liable for income taxes. This is their stuff, folks. And we don't want to talk about it. Why don't we want to talk about it? This is unbelievable. So now we get down to, we can go to the 14th Amendment. Let's do that first. And then we'll go to the taxpayer. This stuff is, you can't skip over it. Never get in the pot and complain about the temperature. Because when you're in the pot, you're done. Like the frog, man. Don't get in the pot. You're going to be, your frog legs are going to be cooked, whether you like it or not. Don't get in the damn pot. So what does the 14th Amendment say? See, this is the thing about the 14th Amendment. There is one part of it that's constitutional. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 words are constitutional. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States. Naturalized in the United States is affirmatively a citizen of the United States of America. And that's a fact, because I have a copy of naturalization documents. Redacted. By the way, you're not supposed to copy them or let them out or anything, because we can't let people. Back in a minute.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and reading the 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. Born is an American citizen, somebody born in the land, citizen of one of the several states, like a citizen of Texas or a citizen of North Carolina, or naturalized. Everybody is a citizen of the United States of America. That is a traveling citizenship until you hit a domicile. And then when you hit domicile, that you become a citizen of that state under the Constitution of Texas and not the Constitution of the state of Texas. So that's all constitutional. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. It does not say are citizens of the United States. There's a qualifier in there. That's what they do all the time. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Wait a minute. If we're in these United States, how could I, why do you say subject to the jurisdiction thereof? We got a problem here, don't we? So what's subject to mean? Must be a meaning to it, you think? Well, I decided to look it up. Well, what's subject to mean? Well, you get into the definition of subject to, it says, the term subject to means, here's the options, I'm liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, these are all commas, obedient to, semicolon, governed or affected by, semicolon, provided that, semicolon, provided, semicolon, answerable. Those are all the things. They say the subject usually indicates a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise to the other by the other. Those are all the options of subject to. How do I get subject to? This is the game they're playing, the con. This is really slick. How do I get subject to? Oh, you volunteer. Hauser, the prosecutor, said, oh, the tax is voluntary. Wait a minute then, how can I be required to file a return? That's a felony. Required and voluntary are not the same thing. So how did I get to file? Oh, wait a minute, you got to read the whole thing. Required to file a return. The word return requires an affirmative act prior to something that can be returned, or asking for money back, or for your lawnmower back. It's a prior affirmative act of the return. So if we can establish by in their world the presumption, or by your signature, or by have filed, there's cases have filed a 1040 and you wised up, you then have a known legal duty. But wait a minute. Nobody told me what this meant. So where is, in Rappert's case, he said, I'm not a citizen of the United States. Where's the known legal duty? Where is, he didn't file for a return. And in their own stuff, they say that you are required to file a federal return before the state of Minnesota. You're required to file one there. And the judge tried to walk around it and say, well, no, taxpayer doesn't mean anything. No, Bubba, if you're required to file in the federal side, you are then a taxpayer. Only taxpayers file in the federal side. And these guys put this stuff in their discovery. You got to be required to file. Did they lay a foundation that he's a citizen of the United States? No. Did they lay a foundation that he is required to file in the federal system? No. Had he ever filed for anything, he's a, quote, non-taxpayer, a non-filer? No, yep, that's true. He's never done anything. Where's your legal foundation that he's required to file? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about a taxpayer. Then, in their discovery, they put out a tax court case of Minnesota, which is an inquisitorial court. And this is the amazing thing. They cite tax court cases, and they cite these others in the United States District Court and the state of Minnesota, supposedly constitutional courts. Of course, we know they're not. So what does their statute say of what they're citing? They gave us this. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income. Wait a minute here. I must have misread that. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer, so he got to be a taxpayer. It's his computation. Doesn't say somebody else's computation. And federal taxable income. If return has been filed, the commissioner shall enter the liability reported on the return and may make an audit. If a return. Well, I guess we're on break here. I'm hearing music.
I never left you.